sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uEvans Zininga ngokusiphathela indaba ngolimi lesishona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 3 kaNhlolanja 2023. Igama ngokuyino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Intalazo ezazithola zivele ephalamente ezaphuma kuprezidenti zazikhangela landela umthetho. So lamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, landela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Abekhomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe delimitation report.
Ye kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges beli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwe Zimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZEMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculo odabuka enkayi osesebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abekhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe delimitation report. AbeZEC bathi bengeze imbono abayithole edale lephalamende kanye lekamongameli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
AbeZEC bathi balethemba lokuba ugwalo oluveza imingcele abalunikeze umongameli Mnangagwa lamhla kuyilo oluzasetshenziswa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Besithi benze umsebenzi wabo ngobuciko obukhulu belandela okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso. Bathi lolu gwalo luzokwenza kube lokuguqulwa kweminye imingcele ma uqathaniswa lalolo ababelwethule ekuqaleni. Umgcini sihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ulandisa kabanzi ngabakwenzileyo lamhla.
We as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have been mandated to conduct all electoral processes in Zimbabwe, and I would like to
njengabe ZEC silomlando wokuqhuba inketho zonke elizweni. Ngithanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi lokho asikwenzi ngoba sifuna ukujabulisa
electoral processes in order to benefit our country Zimbabwe.
Umsekeli womphathintambo weZEC uCommissioner Rodney Simukayikiwa ulandisa ngabakuthola kuvelela edale lephalamende.
Intalazo esazithola zivele ephalamende ezaphuma kuprezidenti sazikhangela landela umthetho. So lamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu weZimbabwe.
Ukiwa uthi balethemba lokuba uzokulwemukela umongameli lolugwalo.
Uxabana singaxabana, asibonisane ukuthi singaya phambili njani. Ngingakhulu ukuthi khona dina abantu eZimbabwe sibanye xa sisikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kube nokuthula lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi luqakathekile kakhulu lolugwalo kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Ngakho bekumele lwenziwe ngonanzelelo hathi ukulujaha.
Indaba le delimitation very much political science emasikhangela indaba zokuvota lokungena embusweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ngubani olamandla okudetermine ukuthi mbani ovotayo mbani wavotiwe. Nalowo ngumuntu olamandla okuyina.
okugcizelelwe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ebona ngezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko phezu kwemisebenzi yedalo lephalamende kuZulu eyeVeritas Zimbabwe, umnumzana Valentine Maponga.
As Veritas, we strongly believe that the
Dinanjenge Veritas sibona ingani sebeqhutana lesikhathi ekwenzeni umsebenzi wabo
with a very tight deadline.
Abezeki bethulele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa i-preliminary delimitation report mhlaka 26 Mpalakazi, njengalokho okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso ukuthi nguye omele ayithole kuqala anduba isiwe edalela eParliamente ukuyahlaziywa mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Kulapho olwethulelwe idalela eParliamente lona elibumbe ikomiti yamalunga alichumi lantathu abamabandla amathathu kanye loyedwa ozimeleyo elalizokhokhelwa ngumnumzana Popurayido Garepi, uChief Whip weZanu PF, ukukhangelisisa le preliminary delimitation report eyethulelwa ingatsha zombili ezibumba idale le komiti. Yasisiya kwethula eyayo i-report edalela eParliamente mhlaka 13 Zibandlela, kwakhulunywa ngayo mhlaka 17 lo-18 ngoZibandlela khona edale. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olweZimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZEMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Isipha umbiko enkundleni zokuxhumana, iZimsec ithe abafisa ukubona impumela yalimhloliso balakho ukuyithola ekhasini labo lebulenjini kukheli ethi zimsec.co.zw kusukela namhla. Kuthi abangenelisiyo bengahamba lapho abalobela khona imhloliso, ama-exam centers, bayethatha ama-results abo ngomvulo. Kubikwa kulabo abalobayo kuphumelele isilinganiso esifika phose amathumi amathathu ekhulwini, 28.96% kuphela. Okutsho ukuba lesi silinganiso sikhuphuke ngesiphose sifike kokuthathu ekhulwini, 2.62%, nxa kuqathaniswa lempumela yanyakenye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Ben Moyo, unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Ama-results e-O-level sanduwathola nje aphuma namhlanje. Sitshela ukuthi kule percentage pass rate eyi-2.6 edlula e-previous year ka-2021. I-28.96% yiyo i-pass rate ye-ZIMSEC e-O-level.
Ngiyazi ukuthi lisayihlolisisa impumela le eyama-O-levels e-ZIMSEC Moyo, kodwa liwabona njani?
Ngasithokozisi. Imbangela yangikhona sibone ngani last year kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges vele esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet, izikolo zule disruption ye electricity.
Nxa siqathanisa imhloliso ye ZIMSEC le Cambridge, singathi impumela engconywana yiphi?
Uma siqathanisa labantu abayenza iCambridge, iCambridge ingani yenza kuhle kule ZIMSEC ngenxa yokuthi iCambridge gayila gayenzi njengeZimsec. ZIMSEC kuphumzekeliso kumathematics, but khona there is only one syllabus for all candidates. iCambridge iyafaka isyllabus for faster students. So uhulumende engayenza isyllabus ihambelane leZimsec, le Cambridge ivumela abantwana bebhale isyllabus abalingileyo bona ngokwabo. Siloku sacubungula ama-results akobulawayo ukuthi aqathanise kanjani lama-results akwezinye izifundi.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo ngunobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, esixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Okwamanje sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Esikhathini esisanda ukwedlula, ilizwe le-Ukraine lalilima ukudla kokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Lalingelesihlanu emazweni alima ingqoloyi enenge emhlabeni, njalo lingelesibili ekulimeni i-sunflower. Ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia ngenyanga kaNhlolanja ngomnyaka odluleyo kwaguqula konke lokhu. Amabutho e-Russia ahlasela ngabomu inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokudla kanye lezemota lemikhumbi yokuthwala impahla. iRussia yabomba njalo yachisa izilimo, yafaka omaqophula emasimini, yavimba imikhumbi ethwala ingqoloyi ye-Ukraine ukuthi isuke elwandle lwe-Black Sea, njalo yadiliza iziphala zomombu. Ngalokho, yavimbela izilimo ze-Ukraine ukuthi zifinyelele emkambo esemhlabeni yonke, kwasala abathenga kubo abathembekileyo, kanye lenhlanganiso eziphathisayo zingelakudla kokuthwalela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwabangela ukuhlupheka ngamandla kwezigaba ezazithembele kunhlelo zokwabelwa ukudla ukuze zingalambi. Kungalokho inhlanganiso ye-US Agency for International Development, i-USAID, ngoNtulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo yasungula uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezokulima e-Ukraine olwe-Agriculture Resilience Initiative Ukraine, olwazakala ngokuthi yi-Agri-Ukraine. Ngeyokuphathisa abalimi balelo lizwe ukuthi benelise ukuqeda ingxaki eziningi ekulimeni, ekugcineni lekuthwaleni ukudla e-Ukraine. Ukuphumelela kwabo kungenqabela indlala emhlabeni ekhwezelwa yimpi ye-Russia ese-Ukraine. Ekugcineni, i-Afri-Ukraine iza kuba mgqoka ekusekeleni inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokuthengisela amanye amazwe lezokulima, lanxa kuza kuba lukhuni ukuthi ziphumelele kunyanga kanye leminyaka elandelayo ngenxa yokuhlaselwa yilizwe le-Russia. Ngenyanga edluleyo ekazibandlela, i-USAID kanye lenkampani ehiqiza imithi e-Bayer Pharmaceutical and Biotechnology Company wethula umbiko othi sebenikeze uncedo olutsha olubalisa inhlanyelo yembhida ezasiza abantu makhaza labalimi be-Ukraine abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu, i-25,000. Inkampani ye-Bayer yayinikeze uncedo lwenhlanyelo yomombo edlula amasaka azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane, 40,000. Lokhu kwathuthukisa ubudlelwano be-USAID le-Bayer, njalo kwakhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo inhlanyelo yomumbu besebenzisa imali edlula izigidi ezingamachumi amathathu zamadola, $34.9 million, eyokuphathisa inkampani ehiqiza inhlanyelo e-Ukraine. Yaphathisa njalo ngemali yokuthenga imitshina yokukhupha omaqophula ukwenzela ukuthi abalimi besebenze bephephile, iphathisana nenhlelo ezifanayo ezikahulumende weMelika. I-Agri-Ukraine ijonge ukukhuphula indlela abalimi be-Ukraine abafinyelela ngayo impahla zokulimisa ezifana lenhlanyelo, imvundiso, imitshina lemithi yokuvikela izilimo. Iphathisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-Ukraine zokuthwalela impahla phandle kwelizwe zisebenze ngcono, ikakhulu ezezilimo, ezokukhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo imali. Njalo iyaqhelisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi e-Ukraine ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuwomisa, ukugcina kwesikhatshana kanye lokulungiselela izilimo ukuthi zithengiselwe amanye amazwe. Ilizwe leMelika limelele Ukraine, njalo lihlezi lizimisele ukusekela ilizwe labantu balo ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa ngeleRussia empini engalasizathu esiqinileyo.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America e-Washington DC. Athobelene amaqembu omdlalo kaKhilikithi athi eZimbabwe kanye le West Indies wona azadibana kumdlalo emibili ehlobo lwe-test ezaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evans uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele, kodwa ulithemba elokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo, kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe kuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oLocken Cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo, ukuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo ngamehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kaKhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena ukapteni uEvine nguye okumele aliphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo.
Sesikhalile ukuthi batshengisele improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short formats ama-ODIs lama-T20 ukuthi yikho abaza kuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series lay abala experience. Lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba ku-Craig Evine lo-Gary balance ukuyibuke abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-test cricket ukuthi yibo osukuzamele bethathele lithuba lokuthi bakhokhelele bengehluleka kuza kuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons.
Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kumidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSkander Raza kanye lo-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kaKhilikithi edolobheni lakoBulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
We had great support in Harare.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala esikolweni lweni iHarare. Kusifiso sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala koBulawayo njalo labalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni, kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies azadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test njalo uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni yeQueen Sports Club njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhla ziyi-9 kunyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe uqala ngensonto mhla ziyi-12 usiyafika komlindi uyacina ngolwesine mhla ziyi-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Iyanda inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasayina i-Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill ukuze ibe ngumthetho ogcweleyo kulandela ukupasiswa kwayo lidale le-Senate ngolwesibili. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi lumthetho mubi kakhulu njalo bathi upha uhulumende amandla okuvala lokuhlukuluza inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Bathi njalo ezinye inhlanganiso ezilakho ukuthintwa kubi ngumthetho lo ziqoqela eziphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe odubekayo lezilwela amalungelo. Uhulumende wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi uvale inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezingamakhulu phose amathathu 291 ezehluleke ukubhalisa kutsha zilandela lumthetho. Abanye bathi uMnangagwa kumele ekele ukusayina lumthetho ngoba uletha udubo elizweni. Umphathi ntambo wezemthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi lo Mongameli Mnangagwa bathi umthetho lomuhle ngoba uqondiswe kunhlanganiso ezisebenza lezitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxe lesiphatha amandla senhlanganiso ye iBechuli kaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Ukuthi umthetho omubi akunamuntu okudawuthayo lo, kodwa ukuthi sengathi engawusayini vele kuyibo abawulethayo. Ngibona ngazathi siyabe sizikhohlisa. Obaba laba ngabafuna ukuthi besebenze bengakungabi nomuntu obamonithayo, begange kungabi nomuntu obasolayo. So yonke imithetho kunzima ukuthi ekusenze ukuthi imithetho eminingi bahlala bengayisayinanga. Imithetho eminingi yonke bazayisayina ngoba amalungelo oluntu, ama-organization odekhangela i-promotion the protection yamalungelo oluntu bafuna ukuwavala. So yiso isizathu esingameza kube nzima ukuthi engawusayini lowo mthetho ngoba abafuni ukuba accountable.
UMongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende lakuZanu PF bathi lanxa nje likhalakhala ngalomthetho akula kubuyela muva ngoba bazama ukwenqabela inhlanganiso abathi zigangile esebenza zizimele ezilakho ukungenela kumsebenzi yokuletha ukungahlalisekeli izweni.
Akunanhlakaniso egange njengeyabo. uma ukhuluma ngokuganga inhlanganiso edayile yaqeda abantu elokhu ihlukumeza abantu esiqede lelizwe yabo kwavala nje ukuthi kungabi la ma-voices akhuluma ngokuganga kwabo yiso isizathu sokuthi befake lowo mthetho hathi ukuthi kuthiwe kule nhlanganiso ezigangileyo.
Phezu komthetho omutsha lo elithi uncindezela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kulo mthetho obunjwayo inguquko elethwayo kumthetho wezokhetho okuyinguquko esolwa ngabaningi njalo abathi kayeneli, kuzoba lo mthetho osowafakwayo osebenzayo owemopa owathatha isikhundla sephosa. Sesibonile abebandla le-TRC abaningi bebotshwa phansi kwalumthetho. Uhulumende kaMnangagwa siyazi utshona ezitshaya isifuba ngokuthi ubusa ngcono kulo uhulumende kaMgabe. Yebo kunjalo.
OkaMgabe kulo mahluko lo uwes uyaphefekthini bonke ubuzi bukaMgabe laba babuphefektha. Hayi lowo uwesi lowo akunanto etshintshileyo isiya ebuhleni kusuke kubili kunjengokusuka epanini siyeziko ngalo mbuso ka-Emerson nabafana bakhe.
Akhona amazwi ongathanda ukuwafikisa kuyo uMongameli Mnangagwa phezu komthetho we-PVO bill lo owenhlanganiso ezizimele?
Hayi vele okuliqiniso ukuthi umthetho lowo bangaze bewusayine akutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu lizathuthuka. Bona kuphela kodwa kuzevumeleke ukuthi kuthiwe njengoba iVita walele ukuthi kube ne-democracy, abavumele abantu bethu abakusolayo lapha abakwanisa ukuthi beqondise khona beqondise. Kodwa lokhu ukuthi bayanindezela wonke ama-voices akhuluma abangakuthandiyo akhuluma ngobuka wabenzayo kusezokwancedisa ilizwe.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngwenhlanganiso ye-Ibhethu likaZulu elimuzwe exoxa lapho lo Ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Ithi Woza Woza Friday my darling. Woza Friday umsebenzi uphokile.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi yodabuka enkayi osebenzela eseBilithane uPhilane Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Yena ucula umdumo wabontanga owamapiano. Asizwene xoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Kungakanani kungakuphi kamkhathani suka lofo somlumi lwane woza phephi velu bisabangani keli kanzola lakani.
Uphilane usuke kweZimbabwe siyafunda eBilithane lokuyaziphandela inhlala kahle. Pho ke na udabuka ngapi ekhaya?
Ngike ngahlala eNkayi for some time and then ngahlala futhi ePlumtree for a bit of time. Ngasengihlala eSouth Africa because I got my uncle's family there as well. Esikolo ngafunda eMathechaneni. It's called the primary school ngafunda eMathechaneni and then the secondary school I went to Ngai high for like form 1 and form 2 and then Ngaya Embakwe at Plumtree form 3 and form 4 before doing my A levels at St. Bernard's.
Upitso uqale ukucula esikolweni ecula kukwaya ezikolo zonke afunde kuzo waze wakhula waqala ukugcinezela umculo wakhe.
Sasay boys encane vele, I was young, yabona ngicula in the choir at church. I was leading a group of imbube group. Sasibiza ukuthi Backfit Boys. Then I went over ngabona uMangesto eSouthampton. So saqala ukuspana noMangesto. That's when we got the album yokuqala uBamba. 2010. Nkulo wami mina kahle kahle vele mbese ku kwait. Now I'm kind of I've done e hip hop and trap music as well, but at the moment I'm a piano.
Njengabaningi abaculi kukhona abamqumaqumbayo ukuthi layo akukhuthale kwezomculo
Godfather Mdu. Yeah, Mdu. Hey, Veshay, I can do the love the way he was putting ama sound Mdu everything into other guys as well, Abo Mandoza, DJ Cleo, Bricks, Bonke nje ikwaito nje yonke leya music wabo Freddy Gwala. We used to listen to that and I was like getting inspired by all those musicians, we thought, you know, I can do something as well. I've kind of mixed things, me, you know, nyalalela abantu and listen to everything and pick up things.
Sigile noma bebaphali. Ayiwe. Akuyito bona sebugayi. Kwenza. Kala banye sei pagi. Yeah. Tahamba tina naba pagi. Yo. Kigile no mabe bapali. Akito bona sebo kayi. Kala banye sei pagi.
Upitso uthi ubonga kakhulu bonke abalandelalo ukuthenga umculo wakhe abuye abongela asebenze labo ekuphekeni lo mculo
then unjalo ubonga ama G-Tank spane lawo kule game mangesto buya uyo mdu uleno mdu imbizo ezamadoda u Mr Nice Talent u Spongi then and then lezinye nje yabona yeah, over Donald emunye into engithanda ukuyibonga kakhulu ama promoters yena yakhumbula especially wena chisa ngomfaka ku gig le elites la performa khona yabona la ma big guns yabona o big nas o bujo labo o skito yeah so I appreciate things like that
uphilane ngomunye wabaculi bezimbabwe asebephumelele kwezomculo kukanti nguye besikhothela ukuhlelo waza Oh, the Friday. Live in place already together. I come from Ezra Jesus Band.
Pakala banye sei pagi. Hamba tina na papagi. Sigile no mabe papadi. Akito bona sebo kayi. Pakala banye sei pagi. Hamba tina na papagi. Sigiza tumbazana sigiza. Shigish, mabebeza shigish. Tibela tumbazana kibela. Wapeju faneka ya wapeju. Sigiza tumbazana sigiza.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda lo Pitso. Si ku live talk namhlanje sikhangela udaba logwalo osoluguqulwe kancane ngokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela OLED Limitation Report. Singakehlukani isihloko sikhangela inhloko zendaba zanamhla. Abekomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC namhla bethulele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela OLED Limitation Report. Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni lwezimsec lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomculo odabuka enkayi osebenzela esebhilithane uPhilane Mabuza Pitso. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede ngisitha sidibaneni njalo kusasa ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.